This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New Colorado research finds disparities among patients who got an advanced form of life support treatment. CPR's John Daly.
ECMO helps patients with life-threatening illness or injury breathe. It's been used in the pandemic. Researchers reviewed insurance data from more than 2 million adults with severe respiratory illness between 2016 and 2019. They found men received ECMO more often than women. Those with Medicaid insurance got it relatively less frequently than those on other types of insurance. Denver Health doctor Anuj Mehta is a lead study author.
But it's super resource intensive, and some people actually do really well with it, and so we should be equitably implementing a growing critical care resource.
The study was published in the Annals of the American Thoracic Society. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There are new rules for how much landlords can charge tenants who have pets in their apartments. Renters will pay a maximum of $300 a year or 1.5% of their monthly rent, whichever is higher. That has passed in the legislature, and the governor is expected to sign it. Supporters say it's a part of a broader effort to reduce the state's housing costs. Animals from Puerto Rico are coming home to Colorado soon. The Denver Zoo and the Wild Animal Sanctuary in Keensburg will take in around 300 animals from a zoo that closed in Puerto Rico. There's a porcupine and a kangaroo and many others. The zoo was under investigation after years of animal deaths and illnesses. That investigation was dropped to speed up the transfer of the animals. Denver and Colorado Springs have some clouds today, highs in the 50s, a chance for snow this evening and tomorrow. Then it's sunny by Sunday. Mountain snow continues through the weekend. In Vail, 33 this afternoon, Aspen, 39, and Grand Junction has a cloudy day and highs in the 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.